Well, today is 10 years exactly since those events in Cronulla, the beach in Sydney. The race riots in Sydney, some people call it. I've heard it called a lynch mob. Other people call it a demonstration of patriotism. Well, whatever it is, we do know violence spilled over into the streets, into neighbouring suburbs as well. And we do know also that this week authorities have sought to shut down a rally that's planned for Cronulla to commemorate those riots, which resulted in at least 24 people being injured and 104 arrests. The leader of an anti-Islam party is still vowing to fight the attempt to ban tomorrow's proposed rally. In fact, he says he'll hold the rally, whatever the court says. The anniversary is being seen as an opportunity for Australia to reflect on the circumstances around those rights and attitudes to race and religion generally. At an art exhibition, which opens actually in Victoria today, it's hoping to do that by exploring our relationship with the beach. Kathy Van Extel reports.
It was Sunday, December 11, 2005. Around 5,000 Australians gathered at Cronulla, singing and waving the national flag as they, in their words, reclaimed the beach. Fueled by alcohol, a mob emerged, hunting down and beating anyone who looked Middle Eastern.
This is what our grandfathers fought for, to protect this so we can enjoy it. And we don't need these Lebanese or whoever wants to take it away from us.
Let's keep our country clean.
The riots attracted international attention and sparked a bout of national soul-searching. Yet many of those questions linger 10 years on. For Wendy Garden, the senior curator at Mornington Peninsula Regional Gallery, the anniversary is an opportunity for reflection.
This exhibition's an idea that I had many, many years ago, and I decided if I was ever going to do it, Mornington Peninsula Regional Gallery was the place to do it because of its location on the beach. And I suppose it's in a response to a question that I had in my own mind about why the Cronulla race riots happened at the beach. What was it about that site that sparked this huge demonstration and protest? I think 10 years later, it's kind of a timely opportunity to, you know, consider the attitudes and understandings and what was going on and that led to those riots.
Her exhibition, On the Beach, tracks Australians' understanding of belonging and sense of identity. Wendy Garden says a beach culture has evolved and in the process it's reflected the nation's attitude to race and territory.
We always consider the bush to be central to, you know, understandings of Australian identity. But I think what's interesting is in the period between the wars, there's a shift, I think, and increasingly Australians start to identify themselves in terms of the beach. So we get to see the fabulous Max Dupain photographs and the iconic sunbather, which, you know, very much captures this sense of how we see ourselves and also how we market ourselves overseas. So that's why I was really interested in sort of tracking back that moment, which I'd argue is around the mid-1930s, where we started galvanising these understandings of ourselves as very much a beach culture. That continues on then throughout the 20th century. And then I think that's sort of underlying then what happens when we get this protest about the beach and understandings of belonging and national identity and things like that.
So how does this exhibition explore the Cronulla race riots in terms of our connection with the beach?
I've brought together some of the early Max Dupain images. There was another painting by Charles Meir that people in New South Wales would be particularly familiar with called Australian Beach Pattern, which actually depicts Australians as like this golden Amazon race of people at the beach. So understandings become very tied up with understandings of race. And there's a lot of paintings, especially in the 60s and 70s, where we get to see a stereotype at the beach of sort of young, beautiful bodies. It's the place for the young people of, you know, tanned fish and all the rest of it. But the stereotype isn't inclusive of people from other cultures and, of course, Aboriginal people in particular. And so there's a shift in the 1980s that begins and we get artists who start revisiting these stereotypes. So you start getting, you know, more and more artists sort of contesting this stereotype. And then, of course, the recent artists like Vernon Arkey and Fiona Foley, you know, start actually looking perhaps more specifically at issues of racism at the beach too.
The On the Beach exhibition brings together 76 iconic paintings, photographs and installations that reflect Australia's relationship to the shore. One of the key works is Brisbane-based artist Vernon R. Key's Can't Chant, featuring five surfboards suspended from the ceiling with portraits of his family on one side and Aboriginal shield designs on the other. Around the walls are text reflecting the chants of the Cronulla riots.
Things like, we grew here, you flew here. But of course, when it comes from Vernon, it's a reminder to all settler Australians that we actually are migrants too, and that we're all interlopers at one level. So, you know, it's a really powerful retort to the racists, I think, and makes a really important statement about Aboriginal belonging.
Vernon R. Key says Can't Chant was inspired by both the Cronulla riots and the Palm Island riots the year earlier. He points out the Australian beach has been a battlefront since first contact.
So the show is essentially about the territoriality of the beach, but also the coastline. They're about ownership and contesting ownership of that region and all those things that, you know, Australia promotes as being Australian. For Australia to even do that, people have to know that Aboriginal presence had to be removed from those spaces, and usually in the most brutal way. Now, that's what we see playing out in Cronulla in 2005.
Vernon R. Key says the Cronulla riots highlight how Indigenous Australians have been both physically and culturally removed from the beach.
There is no Aboriginal depiction that concerns the beach in any way, even though that is a ridiculous position for anyone to have. The most ridiculous is, of course, the Cronulla riots, where they were the chant of, we grew here, you flew here. And that's what is called can't chant. You know, it's can't and it's chant. So it can't being, you know, an insincere assertion. But in terms of, you know, representation, Australia has an extremely narrow idea of itself. And you can't blame it. Australia has, well, I think it has almost no cultural underpinnings. It hasn't grown enough to develop any cultural underpinnings of substance that isn't kind of derived or directly informed by either the UK or North America.
Aboriginal artist Vernon R. Key, Kathy Van Extel reporting, and that On the Beach exhibition opens today at the Mornington Peninsula Regional Gallery in Victoria. It runs till the end of February.